before people invest, put money into these tech startups, what's the sort of thinking that goes into that before one decides, ooh, that looks like something that can make me money? And the traditional way of investing, I'm sure, doesn't apply. So you'll be hearing Freddie Caspers. He's the non-executive chairperson, newly appointed at Silvertree Internet Holdings. He'll tell you more about himself and about that. But before we do that, Louis in Strathspey has given us a call about 78 RPM Collections. Hi there, Louis. Good morning.
Morning. Kino, yeah, I'm going to play you a 1905 record by Harvey Lauder. The gramophone is an Edison diamond tip. It doesn't turn at 78, it turns at 80.
Wow.
But I'll just put it on now, and you can listen to a second, and then I'm going to give you his master's voice for the trumpet as well. Here we go.
Perfect. Wow.
That was a 1905 record.
80 RPM, huh?
That's an 80, and this one is a 70, but this is his master's voice. That's a 78 as well.
I was just busy dancing. Okay.
I've got another three Edison, his master's voice trumpets, and then I've got two box ones from 1910 and 1915.
Wow.
And they're all playing, and I've got a couple of thousand records or so.
How often do you play them?
The days I still used to take a drink, I'd play them, but I don't drink anymore, but I play them every Sunday.
Okay, so you don't. Okay, but you teetotal on Sunday, but you still play them, which is a good thing. Thank you so much, Louis. Great chatting to you in lovely places in Hay Strace. Bye. Thanks, Louis. Thanks for the call. Oh, man, your time now, 22 minutes to 7. I'm sure that put a smile on your face. And we move on from the 80 RPMs and the 70 RPMs and technology of the past to technology of today. You always hear them saying, oh, this is disruptive technology. And a lot of people go, what the heck is that? What exactly is disruptive technology? And how do you know it's actually going to work? These eggs probably don't even have a track record. They come up with a great idea. So how's anybody going to invest in them? Traditional investors say that. But maybe traditional investors should change the way they think. Coming up, you're going to be hearing Freddie Caspers. He's a newly appointed non-executive chairman at Silvertree Internet Holdings. Who are they? Well, stay tuned. A few months ago, we profiled the car selling app carzar.co.za. You've also heard youcook.co.za on the Bruce Whitfield show. And they're changing the way you do things. Like Uber's changed the way you go from A to B for those who, if you're one of those people that use Uber. And that's why they make use of Silvertree Internet Holdings, who recently announced that they've reached the milestone of over $15 million, approximately 200 million rand, channeled into African consumer-focused technology companies since its inception in 2014. But who in the world is Freddie Caspers, and what exactly does Silvertree Holdings do? Freddie, great having you on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Kino. How are you?
I'm very good, sir. Very, very good. Now, you're the former Benckiser CEO, and you have joined Silvertree. Just tell us a little bit about yourself before we even talk about the business, Freddie.
Yeah, I was basically CEO for emerging markets at Reckitt, the company which makes brands like Durex, Vanish, and Finish.
Yes.
And I was responsible for Africa as well, so I spent a lot of time in building consumer brands across emerging markets.
Well, that's fascinating. It'd be good to actually get you in someday just to talk about that side of things. But you're now at Silvertree. You're the non-executive chairman at Silvertree Internet Holdings. Why have you decided to take up this particular post?
Yeah, Africa is fascinating. You know, if you look at the online retail business in South Africa, it's just 1.2%. But in China, it's around 15%. We only have 10 million online users in South Africa. So there's a lot of growth potential. If you would go at the Chinese level, you would have to grow online retail in South Africa 16 times, just to give you a benchmark.
Okay, and so, yeah, no, it's an untapped continent. Never mind South Africa, the continent itself, pretty much untapped. And if you look at the emerging middle class, the younger people on the continent as well, the internet penetration via cell phone, it certainly puts a smile on your face, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's around 38%, which is half compared to most of the other emerging markets.
Mm-hmm.
And the population is growing 2%, which is the fastest population growth. So all of that in combination and the growth of mobile phone, really, you know, you have the online retail market growing by around 25-30% per year just in South Africa. So you basically double your market size very easily every two or three years.
Now, Freddie, what exactly does, for the ordinary person on the street who's going to work to an accounting job or whatever, what exactly does SilverTree Internet Holdings do?
It's very simple. We basically operate 15 internet companies, like PriceCheck, for example, is one of the ones with the highest traffic in South Africa. And we basically work with the teams to grow the business, to improve the business. We provide capital to them. We also coach them. We support them. We have different advisors in different functions like finance. And we've grown the business 200% over the last 3 years. So our business now is over R500 million in 3 years, which is not bad.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty good. Pretty good indeed. Now, when one looks at investing in tech startups, disruptive technology, at what stage do you get involved? Because traditionally, investors will go, you know, this price per earnings ratio, the PE ratio, is very important. And for those who want to know what a PE ratio is, it's a ratio that essentially calculates the market value of a stock, and that's relative to the earnings by comparing the market price per share by earnings per share. So do you take into account PE ratios and all those sort of things when you invest in tech?
Yeah, we are more like a private. We take a private equity approach into tech, which is different.
Yeah.
We're not a venture capital fund. So we really look, you know, the venture capital guys only look at net revenue growth.
Mm.
We look at three value creation drivers. Clearly, we look at net revenue, but we also want to have the companies to be break-even within 3 years.
Yep.
We also look at cash flow and how much capital we put into the business. Our companies are much more profitable compared to a typical venture capital fund. The other difference is a venture capital fund only buys a small stake in a company, but we normally own the majority of the company, which is very different as well.
And you get involved, you know, you get people who have great ideas, though, Freddie. But let's say they take those great ideas to a particular market, let's say the insurance industry, and there are lots of expressions of interest from, let's say, three of the top insurance companies on the globe or on the continent. And let's say they don't have a lot of revenue. Would you still consider that type of business?
Yeah, we actually just started up CompareGuru.co.ca, which is also in the car insurance business, which gives you a quick quote, which is usually cheaper after a couple of seconds. So that's really one area of fintech which is growing very fast globally, and there's also a lot of investment in South Africa as well, and we are playing in that sector as well.
Absolutely. Well, Freddie Caspers, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to join us this morning. And if you're around, we'll get you a cup of coffee.
Perfect. That would be good. I get one right now.
Freddie Caspers, the amazing chat. Thank you very much for it.
Good talking to you.
Bye. As well. Is the non-executive chairman at SilverTree Internet Holdings. And they've already put about 200 million rands worth of investment. They take majority shares in a lot of these companies as well, does SilverTree Internet Holdings. Just a little bit of an insight into people who invest. It is.